In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. Women are underrepresented in corporate America at all levels. Female CEOs at large companies are a downright rarity. Only 5% of the top 500 companies are led by women. According to some studies, this underrepresentation is stifling growth. Some investment services firms are trying to address the problem by embracing what's known as gender lens investing. The idea is to get investors to put their money into assets that promote gender equality. Marketplace's Renata Sego has more.
A 2015 Grant Thornton study found that companies with diverse boards that include women get a better return on their assets, about 2% better. Andrew Behar runs a San Francisco Bay Area shareholders advocacy group called As You Sow. He says putting women in positions of power is simply good for business.
It really creates a better culture that's going to reduce risk, that's going to attract the best and the brightest talent.
Behar's group offers a free online tool which allows investors to review the gender equity scores of mutual funds. For example, whether the companies in the fund are selecting and keeping women on boards and promoting equal pay. But that information isn't always easy to get.
The greatest challenge really is the transparency.
Diana Van Maasdijk is head of Equileap, a company that collects gender equality data from companies. Everything from what percentage of women they employ and how much they earn to parental leave policies.
This type of information, many times we have a hard time finding it in the annual reports of the companies.
But more investment firms have been doing that research and offering gender lens investment funds, bonds, even a CD. Investors poured more than $2.4 billion into gender lens assets last year, according to Verus Wealth Partners. That's nearly double the amount in 2017. Alyssa Greenspan of Community Capital Management says that's not surprising.
We've seen increased interest because of some of the outside factors. The Me Too movement, the Women's March.
Companies with better gender equality are more likely to succeed, but there's no guarantee, says Joanne Weiner. She's an economist at George Washington University.
People may very well wish to invest in funds that promote gender equality because they think that is the right thing to do, but they shouldn't necessarily expect to get extraordinary returns.
Weiner says gender equality is just one factor that goes into a company's success. I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.